Hello and welcome to another edition of the End Zone Podcast. And if this sounds like it's kind of crap mic volume, it's because it is. I just don't want to get up and walk over to my desk. It's been a little bit frustrating. We had a great show, all recorded, but one side of the audio didn't take, so it's just me talking. So it's not a great look. It was a really good episode, really good friend Kyle Windhorn on. To talk top 10 quarterbacks. So I just thought I'd give a quick recap kind of about our lists. We both had Aaron Rodgers at number one, obviously, because he's so good with so little talent around him. At number two, we kind of differed a little bit. I had Tom Brady there. I still think he's at the top of what an NFL quarterback should be. But Kyle had Russell Wilson there. He believes that Wilson should have been an MVP candidate last year, and all of the talent around him that there is really lacking in Seattle helps Wilson's case to propel him up to number two. He believes that Wilson can be an MVP candidate this year if he wants to be, if he performs well enough. I can't disagree with that, although I had Russell Wilson at number three. Our first biggest disagreement was Matt Ryan. I have Matt Ryan at four. I just believe that all the talent he has around him and the way he's performed the last few years, he can continue to be a top five quarterback. And Kyle just simply believed that he hasn't quite seen enough from Matt Ryan to put him up in that upper echelon yet, which I mean, I can understand, but I really do believe that Ryan's one of the best quarterbacks in the league right now. At number five, I had Drew Brees. Kyle had him at four. I just believe he's getting up there in age, and that's why he is at number five for me. Kyle had him a little bit higher, of course. I had Matthew Stafford at six, and Kyle didn't even have him on his list. His argument is where of a career-defining wins for Matthew Stafford. My argument there would be that Matthew Stafford has never really had a great coaching staff around him, never really a great team around him, and yet he still performs like a great top 10 quarterback every single year and puts out the statistics. I think this year he's a dark horse candidate for potentially being an MVP. And then, of course, I mean, you look at who he had at number five, and I disagree with that. He had Andrew Luck there simply because of how good he was before he came back from a shoulder injury. My argument there is I really want to see him come back onto the field, see how he adjusts to the NFL before I make a judgment on if Andrew Luck is fully back or not. So that was an interesting point of conversation. Again, I'm really bummed that this didn't record right on his end and that we couldn't quite put this together. That's on me. I should have done a better job of making sure people have the system set up. I'm really trying to switch to a new system this year, but it's a little bit pricey, so we're trying to stick with this way for right now. So again, guys, I'm really sorry. It really bummed me out that I couldn't get this episode out because it was just going to be absolutely awesome because we had a great banter and it was fantastic. And then, I mean, at seven, I had Carson Wentz. He also had Carson Wentz on his list. We both believe that Wentz is young but talented and that he can come back from this injury okay. We both had Phillip Rivers at about the same spot. One guy we disagree with is Jimmy G. Kyle doesn't believe he's a top 10 quarterback. I do. It's mainly just a gut feeling because I love Jimmy Garoppolo. And, you know, I think that he can be something in this league. And at number 10, Derek Carr, just because last year, if you look at the game-by-game breakdown, he didn't play as bad as people make him out to be. Yes, he wasn't an MVP, but he was not bad last year. He was at the same level as a Matthew Stafford or a Matt Ryan, and he should be in the conversation for that top 10 quarterback discussion, and he sits there at 10 for me for that reason. So Derek Carr is at number 10 for me. So, I mean, I don't know.
I'm really sorry I couldn't get this out. If I sound flustered, it's because I am. I really wish I could have gotten this out. Would have been, it's one of my favorite shows of the year. So hopefully, we won't have any issues with recording on tomorrow. We will be doing an NFC North preview, and hopefully everything comes through okay on that. So again, I'm really sorry I couldn't have that episode out today, guys. It's disappointing. Sorry to hear about I'm sorry that happened, and we'll just get back on it this week. But thanks for listening. Thanks for your time. Stick with us. Peace out.